This episode is brought to you by Entrust Data Card, now offering a webinar series on creating more secure online interactions with your citizens while broadening the range of services that you can offer using strong identity authentication and digital signing technologies. Learn more at entrustdatacard.com. Welcome to AnvaCast, bringing news, information, and expertise to the Anva community. Here's your host, Ian Grossman. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the AnvaCast. On today's episode, I have a wonderful panel of guests to talk about Donate Life America, and more specifically, the great partnership that Donate Life America has with our Anva community. And it's timely because the month of September includes the DMV Appreciation Week that Donate Life America has started now for a few years ago. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and learn what that all means for the AMVA community. So I've got a number of guests with us. The first person I want to welcome to the AMVA cast is Ann Gasper. Ann is from Donate Life Colorado. However, she is also the incoming chair or new chair of the DMV Committee for Donate Life America. Ann, welcome to the AnvaCast.
Thanks, Ann. It's great to be here.
So, Ann, we're going to bring in some folks from Colorado and Wyoming in a little bit, but I want to just chat with you a little bit first. Tell me a little bit about Donate Life America in the sense of the umbrella organization. I think everyone listening really has an appreciation and understanding about organ donation and what it means to make that designation on your driver's license or ID card. I'm not sure everybody really knows about the entity that is Donate Life America. Can you give us the 10,000 foot summary of that?
Sure. Donate Life America is a nonprofit organization that encompasses all organ procurement organizations and many tissue banks across the United States. And what happened was, I think it was 20 to 25 years ago, the OPOs came together and they said, you know what, we really need to come together as an entity and establish one nonprofit so that everybody knows what organ and tissue donation is across the country. Because it's Donor Alliance in Colorado and Wyoming, it's Gift of Life Michigan, it's Southwest Transplant Alliance in Texas, One Legacy in California. When people move from state to state, they don't really know who to go for information about organ and tissue donation. And so when Donate Life America started, they created this logo, Donate Life, and that is a logo that we use in every state across the country. You'll see it in all of our DMVs. You'll see it in our brochures and our donor registry sites. And it really unifies the educational aspect of organ and tissue donation and transplantation across our country.
That's helpful to understand. And as I mentioned in introducing you, you are the chair of the DMV committee. So tell us a little bit about that specific part of Donate Life America.
Sure. I'm incoming chair. Very excited to begin my service to the organization. I've been a member of the DMV committee for the last 2 years. And as a member, we work with different committee members across the United States. We attend AMVA conferences to provide information to all AMVA members and help them find out who their representatives might be in their states. We have a session, several sessions actually, at the annual Donate Life meeting, and we support all of our OPOs and their DMV liaisons. So every organ procurement organization or state team, we have state teams set up so that sometimes they share it with the iBank or other tissue banks in the area. They always have a liaison with the DMVs in their state. And so we support them. We have a Facebook group that, you know, we can ask questions on. We just completed a DMV survey. And so we have really great information about every state and Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. about different pieces and parts of what the DMVs, how the registry works with the DMVs, and the educational aspects that we share. And it's really just a way for our DLA members to get support. If they, you know, if someone comes in and they don't really know where to start and how to get involved and how to support their DMVs, they can reach out to us.
And so DMV Appreciation Week, how did that come to be?
Gosh, that's probably, I want to say, 4 or 5 years ago.
Has it been that many already? It feels new, but you're right. I think it has been.
Yeah, I've been with Donor Alliance for almost 4 years, and I want to say it started the year before I came on. And, you know, we have different observances throughout the year for national observances through Donate Life America. Most people know about National Donate Life Month in April, and we just decided that we needed a way to recognize and appreciate our DMV staff. Over 90% of people across the United States register to be an organ and tissue donor at the DMV. And so we decided, hey, we need to mark this and appreciate our DMV employees. And, you know, for many of us in the field, we really love it because, you know, the DMVs don't always get the best, what's the right word, Ian? They don't get the best reputation, I guess you could say. People complain about them a lot. And I have the opposite view of DMV staff. I think that they are some of the most hardworking individuals out there. They have to take a lot of criticism on a daily basis. And I think appreciating them and connecting them to our mission of saving lives is really important, because without them asking the registry questions and educating people about who can be a donor, then we wouldn't have as many donors as we do.
Absolutely. So that's a great transition when we talk about in the field and at the DMV. Let's go ahead and invite Raya O'Neill, who's from Donate Life Wyoming, and Renee Krawick, who's the Deputy Program Manager at Wyoming DOT, to join the conversation. And I want to give a special shout out to Renee. Renee is Donate Life America's 2020 Innovation Award winner. Congratulations, Renee, and welcome both Renee and Raya to the conversation. Glad you're both with us.
Thank you, Ian.
So let me ask, I think I want to ask either Anne or Raya, whoever is closest to the award, I want you to tell us about why you selected Renee to be this year's National Innovation Award winner.
This is Raya. Ian, thank you so much for having us today. I can certainly speak to Renee and her commitment to organ, eye, and tissue donation, the support of that, our mission, and also educating the public. I've had the joy of working with Renee for about 3 years now with Donor Alliance in Wyoming. And Renee has really been innovative in how she approaches educating the public. I remember one of my first meetings with her, she shared some of her past with us and how her professional career has gone throughout driver services. And one of her passions was training. She really enjoyed training staff and being part of their training team. And she said she felt like there was a way somehow to incorporate training for organ, eye, and tissue donation in their system and reach every staff member. And I was just floored by that one little thought that was so huge and could do so much for Wyoming staff members with driver services. And Renee helped us make that come to fruition, and we were able to connect with staff members for the very first time in 2019. So Renee definitely deserves that innovation award.
Mm. So Renee, tell us from your view, what made you recognize that opportunity or that gap that said, we need to close this and educate our team a little bit differently as it relates to the organ donation side of the business?
Well, Ian, prior to being the deputy program manager at Driver Services, I was in the role of trainer analyst. And that is when I started with the Donate Life state team, meeting with Raya's predecessor and Andrea from Donor Alliance and from the organ and eye and tissue bank, excuse me. And so we were getting together just brainstorming ideas. And one thing I had been working on when I became the trainer analysis at Driver Services was getting training out to our distance offices. We have limited funding for training and travel, and so this was a more effective and efficient way. And so we were learning, using a learning management system that the state offered to utilize other training for our driver services. And I had just thrown it out there on the table. Here would be a fantastic way for us to get donor information out there to our employees so that it would make their job easier at the front counter. They would feel more confident in having conversations with our customers that come in the door about putting their name on the registry. So, and in addition, just being passionate myself, I have enjoyed so much working with the Donate Life Wyoming and Donor Alliance, and it just helps to then convey that. So I'm super excited and so thankful. It was a very big surprise because this idea actually came out several years ago. So when Raya and Andrea had presented it, I was totally excited and appreciative.
You did all of the development internally with your team in Wyoming on the training curriculum?
We worked together with Raya's team at Donor Alliance. So they actually developed the training, and then we helped on our end to incorporate that into our learning management system and deliver it to our examiners for the training.
And what's been the reaction from the staff?
Raya, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that our examiners are 100% taking the class, the online learning, and responding to that with rather high scores.
That's correct. Just amazing to work with this group. Statewide, they're a phenomenal group. I got to give a shout out to the Wyoming folks. We have last year 100%, and so far this year, 100% of them have taken this digital training that, you know, sparked the innovation award that Renee has received. And then in addition to that, we do a survey, Ian, at the end to just kind of help us gather some data and gauge, are they really understanding and retaining that information, and where we can be better in how we present it. And so through that survey data that we collect at the end, our driver services staff are scoring about 96-97% on this exam. So it's really great to see that they're getting it right there in front of them, those examiners, and it does help them interact and answer questions with the customers so much better.
And I guess we'll be able to look back maybe in another year or two and compare the donor rates in Wyoming, and that's where you'll be able to really connect moving the needle of providing the training to the folks on the front line and the increased designations. Is that part of the strategy?
Absolutely. That's definitely our goal. You know, as Ann said, we really appreciate driver services and our staff members in a different way than the general public, I think. And when we have 99% of the people on our registry getting there through driver services in Wyoming, it makes it so much more important to help that staff in any way that we can.
And I would just add to Raya's point there, we've also adopted the digital training and offer it in Colorado too, and have seen some really great work by the Colorado staff as well. So we really appreciate Renee and her staff for kind of forging the way and trying to help us figure out how we can create this training and also institute it in our DMVs here in Colorado too.
Thank you so much, Anne. I am glad that it's working for you as well. I think something that we had found is in reaching all of our examiners, which you might find in Colorado as well, reaching that staff when we're spread out so far across the state is sometimes difficult. And so we had been doing training through, like, at our supervisor meeting, and then, you know, having our supervisors do train their staff, but that doesn't always work out very well because not every supervisor is great at training. And so this opportunity to have the digital training has allowed everyone to get the same message across the board, and also gives all of our people at a distance the ability to get to the training because it's right there at their computer. So it's been a very big success here in Wyoming.
And I imagine since it's a electronic learning that's been loaded on the LMS, do you see this as something that might be easily portable to other states who maybe want to take the training and drop it into their LMS systems?
Absolutely. That was one of our goals, was to see, one, if it would work. It was a great idea Renee had in working together to see how we could translate that into a variety of learning management systems. And I think it is something that can be replicated around the nation, and hopefully other OPOs and other driver's licensing partners will have the same amount of success that we've seen.
And Ian, that is one of the criteria that we look for when we are judging our DMV awards for Donate Life America. So one of those, that criteria is, can it be replicated by DMVs across the country? And, you know, we've already had several staff members through the Facebook group across the country who have asked, you know, what program are we using? How did you get this uploaded to the DMV? How did you get them to partner with you? And so it's been really great to have Raya as a part of that group to be able to share that information. And Raya will also present about it at our annual meeting in at the end of September, so that she can share, you know, exactly what did she do to create that and how. And that, you know, for us, it was very simple. Raya, can you talk a little bit about what we used?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things going into it, Anne and Ian, was to just be engaging. You know, our world is becoming more and more digital, and the examiners in Wyoming are in front of their computers every day. And so we wanted to do something that included video, something that included moving graphics, something that included knowledge checks throughout the progression of the training, not just at the end. Something that was interactive, hands-on, and engaging for those examiners. And, you know, something a little different to take them out of their norm that they might see in a basic training or basic computer work. And so hopefully the results show that we were able to accomplish that, not only educate them, but doing it in a fun and engaging way. We worked with a system they have called Articulate. It's an e-learning management platform that our YDOT uses in Wyoming. And we were able to create those graphics and those engaging videos in a PowerPoint presentation that they uploaded into their system through their training team. And it seems like it's working out really well. So I think it's something that can be replicated.
That's exciting. I have a feeling once word gets out, you all might be getting a number of calls from both your fellow Donate Life chapters throughout the country, and Renee very well may be getting calls from her fellow DMV colleagues looking to replicate that type of training. That's fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you guys being part of the conversation. We are going to pause here and maybe invite our folks to Colorado to join us in the conversation. So let's go ahead and do that, and we will transition. And Anne, I would love for you to stay part of the conversation as the incoming national chair of the DMV committee. Joining Anne for this part of the conversation, I'm pleased to welcome some of our friends from Colorado. Derek Kuhn, who is a communication specialist with the Department of Revenue, Division of Motor Vehicles, and the Region 4 DMV Lifesaver Award winner from Colorado, Christina Salas. Christina, Derek, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Anne, why don't you tell us a little bit about why Christina was chosen to be the Region 4 Lifesaver Award winner by Donate Life America?
Sure. Thanks, Ian. So Christina is manager of one of our rural offices in La Junta, Colorado, and she has always been a big supporter of donation and transplantation. And every year that I get to go down and visit her office, I'm always impressed with the care that the staff members in that office take to just treat the customers with the utmost respect and also answer any questions that they might have. And Christina reached out to me to share a story about a young man in their community. And because of her story, I just was so humbled by the care that she took and wanted to make sure that we honored her because of how she treated this family in the moment when they came into the DMV as well as afterwards. And so I'm going to let her tell that story, Ian.
Christina, please. It's both, I guess, heartbreaking and heartwarming all at the same time. Christina, maybe if you could walk us through that.
Yeah. So we had a young kid in our neighborhood, our community. In the office, he didn't choose that day when he came in to be an organ donor, but his mom, because his mom was kind of the one that was hesitant, and she told him, well, we'll talk about it later. And so I just told him, go ahead and talk about it later. Well, unfortunately, a short while later, we lost his life, and it just really, really touched me. I'd only met him a couple of times, but knowing that he saved over 7 lives was just amazing to me. It just brought a little bit of good to the darkness that fell on that family, and I just felt like I needed to reach out to them and do a little bit more for the family and kind of jump on the opportunity to spread how good it is to be an organ and tissue donor.
And then they did elect to do it prior to his unfortunately being involved in a crash.
I believe so. Yeah, that's what his mother said. Yeah.
And it was his mom now, or is she aware of those 7 other lives that have been saved by that choice?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
When a donor, after donation happens, we always communicate with the donor's family to let them know very kind of general terms, how many organs were donated, not who they went to specifically, but for example, your donor's kidney went to a gentleman of this age range in the Rocky Mountain region. And so we have to keep it very general to preserve confidentiality. And then if the family wants to reach out, or if the recipient wants to reach out, they can send a letter to our organization and we connect them if they want to be connected. So we share those letters with the donor family, but donor families are not always ready soon after something happens. And sometimes recipients aren't ready to reach out. And so many times families get connected with their recipients. Many times they don't.
So Christina, Derek, is this a story that is being shared, is being told? What's the opportunity here to tell that story of Christina's to encourage others to make the decision to be a donor, or to encourage the wonderful employees in the office to continuing the great work that they're doing?
So Christina's story is a great example to other DMV team members. It really highlights and shows the power of a simple conversation and what effect that can have on the lives of not only one person, but in this case, 7 people.
Christina, I'd have to imagine that being in a more rural setting, as Anne described your office, I guess that gives that opportunity to really know and connect with the customers when it's a smaller population, and you know the person that came in that you serviced, and then unfortunately you see the news that involved in an incident. You may not have that type of intimate customer contact if you were in a larger population center where folks were just coming through more rapidly.
Yes, yes. There's always, it's got its good and it's got its bads. You know, we've lost, unfortunately, a few of them, and it's people that you connect with. And like you said, Doc has only come in the office about 2 or 3 times, but just during that short time, you do have extra time to have that interaction with them.
Of course. And how long have you been with the agency, Christina?
Almost 13 years now.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah, I started up in the Denver offices, and so I know the difference between a big office and a small office. And you do get to have that closer relationship with the customers.
That's great. Well, thank you for sharing the story, and thank you for the work you and your colleagues do every day.
Yes.
We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, Anne, before we finish, I want to come back a little bit to where we began. And the first part of it is the idea that Donate Life America does DMV appreciation in any manner. What started as a week has grown, and this year, for the first time, is a whole month. You've made it a appreciation month. So tell us how that has evolved and what is going on to make that celebration last a month long.
Sure. Well, we just wanted to, you know, have an excuse to celebrate our DMV employees all month long. But really, we do a survey at the end of every observance that we have with Donate Life America does. And so we got some feedback last year from some of our members saying, hey, can we extend this to a whole month? Because it's really hard for us to travel around the entire state appreciating all of our employees. Some states like Texas, Michigan, you know, North Carolina, they have really large states and it's hard to, they like to make those visits and personal connections with people because the relationship piece is really what's important. When, you know, Renee talked about it a little bit, I know Christina talked about it a little bit, and Derek, those relationships that we build with DMV staff members really help us meet our mission of saving lives. Because the more that we can educate them and listen to them as to what customers ask them and help them come up with the words on how to respond to people, the more lives we're going to save by registering donors.
And so when you talk about that mission of registering donors, you talked earlier about the origins of Donate Life America and what it is and how it's this umbrella of bringing together different chapters. Tell me a little bit more about how that sits today in 2020 and where the trajectory is for the future of Donate Life America from a national perspective.
Well, I'm going to bounce that question over to Hillary Sarda, who is Director of PR at Donate Life America, and she really is the go-to person for that information.
Fantastic. Hillary, welcome to the conversation. Jump in with us, please.
Thank you, Ian. It's so great to be here, and thank you so much for giving time on AmvaCast for us to talk about the Donate Life mission and National DMV Appreciation Month. We are so excited, as Anne mentioned. And I wanted to just check in a little bit. Following up on those conversations about who Donate Life America is, I think as Anne alluded to earlier in the podcast, we started 25 years ago, founded by the donation and transplantation community to unify the cause under one symbol. There are 58 federally designated OPOs, there are tissue banks, eye banks, transplant hospitals. That's a lot for the public to absorb. And we wanted one national symbol for the cause of donation, and that's Donate Life. The symbol itself is a call to action to donate life. And that is why DMVs are so important. 90% of people surveyed in a recent HRSA HHS National Attitude Survey on Donation, 90% said that they registered through their DMVs. 7.5 million people registered in their state donor registries between 2018 and 2019. That's millions of people that DMVs have educated, that have led them to say yes to saving lives through organ, eye, and tissue donation. And the lives saved, we've been reaching milestones year over year for the past 7 to 8 years in the number of transplants and lives saved. And that's incredible. And that's a testament to our incredible partners at AMVA and at DMVs across the country. So thank you for that. As to the future, we hope to continue this expansion of DMV month. This was such, we felt the moment to do it based on feedback, as Anne mentioned, and because we missed that time reaching out to our DMVs in April. DMVs across the country, as you know and have been managing so well, were closed in April for COVID safety reasons. And we missed that time with them. We usually have during Donate Life Month. And it's so important to us, to this relationship, and to the incredible staff and leadership at DMVs to extend that time and continue to focus that relationship and support you all as much as we can. I know Anne has ordered, I think they have Donate Life masks made for their DMVs. We've seen clings on the new like plexiglass barriers that are in place now, things on the floors so people are 6 feet apart. We are here to help support you all as our partners, and we appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Hillary. That's a really great overview. And I think, I know all of our members really appreciate the special relationship between each of the jurisdictions' motor vehicle office and their local state Donate Life, or like you say, all the other titles that are used for the chapters throughout the country. Want to thank you guys for joining us today. I want to thank you for the important work that you do in saving lives that is very much in line and core to the mission and vision of AMVA and all our members. To all our listeners out there, I not only hope you've enjoyed this episode, I'm a registered organ donor, and I will give my personal plug for all of you to join in the cause and make sure you check that box the next time you go in and visit your motor vehicle office to renew your credential or do other transactional business. So with that, thank you all for listening into this episode of the AMVACast. Thanks to our producer, Claire Jeffrey. We'll see you on the next episode. Stay well, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for AMVACast, hosted by Ian Grossman. Produced by Claire Jeffrey. Music by Gibson Arthur. This episode has been brought to you by Entrust Data Card. Visit us at amvacast.podbean.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify.